Why people really have dogs. People really have dogs so they can talk to themselves without feeling crazy. Take me, for example, cooking scrambled eggs, ranting about this dumb fuck who sent naked pictures of himself to strange women, a politician from New York. I read about it in the paper, start telling my nervous cockapoo, blind in one eye, practically deaf, so I have to talk extra loud all about it. And he's looking at me, poor thing, like he thinks I'm the smartest person he's ever heard. And I go on, him tilting his head. And when he sees me pick up my dish of eggs, he starts panting and wagging his tail. I tell him, no, they're not for you. But then I break down and give him some, knowing full well that feeding from the table is rule number one of what you don't do with dogs. But I do it anyway, because he wants them so bad, because it makes me feel good to give him what he wants. And I expound more to make sure he's aware of the whole political scandal, the implications for the Democrats, the hypocrisy. Tell him dogs are rarely hypocrites, except when they pretend to be interested in you, when all they want is your food. Take him, for example, right now pretending to love me so much when all he wants are my eggs, me talking to him when all I want is to say my opinions with no one interrupting. Feel my voice roll out on a clear Saturday morning, listen to it echo from the kitchen to the bath, up through the ceiling, out to the sky, the voice from within, all alone in the morning, as the light from outside catches the edge of the silver mixing bowl, where the remaining uncooked eggs sit, stirred, ready to toss into the pan, cooked, eaten by whoever pretends to want them.